I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds stressed the importance of vaccinations during a news conference this morning where she even rolled up her sleeve to receive one.
Is she done?
It's done.
Wow.
Reynolds says so far, 741,000 doses have been distributed statewide, with almost 24% of the population 18 years and older receiving at least one dose, and almost 70% of people 65 and above. Nebraska health officials will keep their focus on vaccinating older residents during the next phase of the state's coronavirus response, which could start in some regions by the end of the month. Governor Pete Ricketts says the state has directed local health departments to give 90% of their available doses to residents between the ages of 50 and 64 during the upcoming vaccination phase. The remaining 10% will be set aside for people of all ages with existing health conditions. Ricketts says doctors are working with local public health directors to determine who qualifies. The South Dakota House has left the impeachment of the state's attorney general in doubt. Lawmakers today delaying evaluating whether or not Republican Attorney General Jason Raunsberg should be impeached until the conclusion of the criminal case against him for hitting and killing a man with his car. A decision by the superintendent of Iowa's largest school district to stick with remote learning in the middle of the global pandemic could end up costing him his administrator license. The Iowa Board of Educational Examiners is seeking to strip Des Moines School Superintendent Dr. Tom Ahart of his license, saying it found probable cause that Ahart failed to submit or implement a lawful plan to return students to the classroom for the school year as required by the governor. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.